This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Patrick O'Connor. Patrick, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Sean. Yourself?
Good. How's your wife, Carrie, doing?
She is doing fine. We both have been busy with work.
Staying socially distancing, I'm assuming?
At home?
Yeah, well, you know, you're out in the world, I guess.
Yeah, we've not been too worried about it. Yeah.
All right, so... how did you originally get connected with St. Joan of Arc?
We bought a house a few blocks away in the fall of 2002 and joined shortly thereafter and have been ever since. And then got more involved once we started to have kids and they began to enroll in school there.
All right. So what type of things did yourself and Carrie get involved with?
Oh, for a while I was the finance chair for the French market. We've hosted a number of families over the year for a program called Parish Partners, where new families to the parish, as we once were, have essentially a liaison who stands up with them during the rite of welcome. We've had them over prior to that, usually for brunch. Done that with a number of couples, and also took part in a small church community prayer group for a number of years. Any number of things that that they have needed, we've always been happy to help.
Okay, so what's some of the memories that will always be there, some favorite moments you've experienced with you and Carrie and your family at the church or at the school or like specific
stuff?
Well, I have
to say, yeah, a couple of things. My wife and I were married in Chicago in a civil ceremony at a hotel. So we actually had what's called a convalidation ceremony in December of 2005. So it's a small group of people that came. That was certainly a highlight. And then I think along with that have been the baptisms and the first communions, and so far one confirmation of our three daughters.
Okay. All right, so who's some of the people in the church that, you know, you feel have really done a lot to step up that you'd like to give some appreciation to?
Oh, I think Melinda Ravelli just does an impeccable job. You know, obviously Father Guy is just the lifeblood of the parish. I think Molly Seidel and her husband Al are just wonderful people who are very helpful in many ways. Carl Hinn, who we just lost, was an incredible singer, and you know, his presence will be missed. I think also Karen Smith, who, with help or on her own, has more or less run the French market for years and years, and that's a very complex endeavor.
So... before we close this out, how would you kind of describe the church to somebody that would, you know, maybe their family's interested in coming, and what are just some good overall attributes you'd like to share?
Well, I think they are particularly engaged with their community, and by that I mean so many of the people who are parishioners and or parents of students actually live in the neighborhood. Many of the kids walk to school, many people walk to Mass, and there are some other parishes, just because of where they're located, that's almost impossible to do. So I think proximity to their students, to the parishioners, the parish is very much kind of a beacon in the neighborhood for coming together.
Okay. Was there anything else you'd like to add?
No, other than to thank you for doing this. It's a heavy lift talking to 100 people.
Well, you know, I think there's like a lot more than that in the whole church, so we'll see how this goes. And you know, if families want to have saving life story interviews with their seniors or appreciating the seniors for multiple family members, that's also going to be a fundraiser.
Well, makes sense.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
All right. Well, just stay on the line for a second, and I'm going to close this out.
Okay.